Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
And here I thought the Chicago White Sox would win the award for the most tumultuous week in Major League Baseball, with the New York Yankees a close second. That, however, has fallen by the wayside. Not that we won't talk about the White Sox. We will. That coming up an hour from now. We'll head to the Windy City and get the lowdown on a couple of jaw-dropping headlines for the White Sox in the last few days. The Yankees finally do end their losing skid, and it comes courtesy of the Aaron Judge weapon of choice. The big bat, 3 home runs for Aaron Judge in a game that helps them avoid a 10-game losing skid. So the Yankees, at least for now, are right side up. The big news in Major League Baseball, the most tumultuous week award, now belongs to the Angels. Not only do they continue to sink further and further down in the AL West, they're now 12 games back. They've lost 4 in a row, including a doubleheader on Wednesday. In the wild card, it's just as abysmal. 10.5 games back. In fact, they're farther back than the Yankees, who just lost 9 in a row. That should tell you something. They finally see Mike Trout back on the field on Tuesday, only to shut him down again on Wednesday. So Trout is now back on the IL. And normally that would be the big story around the Angels, but it's not. You all know the only player on the Angels roster that could steal the headlines from Trout and dwarf the Mike Trout IL news is one Shohei Ohtani.
And here's the next pitch. That's fouled back on the right side, back to the club level. Still 2-2. Last fastball from Shohei at 94. And now the Angels are headed out to the mound. So there seems to be some concern about Ohtani. You just mentioned the velocity appeared to be down.
Yep.
Bill Nevin has his hand on Shohei's shoulder, and we'll just have to wait and see what plays out here.
Yeah, velocity's been down. We're seeing sweepers and splitters.
Yeah.
He's not throwing a fastball above 94. And that is going to end the day for Shohei.
Yeah, he is going to leave.
The velocity had ticked up there in the first. I saw some fives and sixes, and then, you know, in the second, it was down. I was noticing the shapes on his pitches, which we have information on, just weren't the same. And I just saw a look after a pitch, so I decided to go out there and check on him. So, you know, that's where we're at.
Shohei Ohtani last just 26 pitches into his start on Wednesday. Phil Nevin mentions the velocity. It wasn't just him who noticed. Members of the Cincinnati Reds also noticed that this wasn't the Shohei that they've seen in all-star games or really performing at the MVP caliber level all season long. So he was removed from the game. We hear the same line about arm fatigue, which you and I have talked about now over the past couple of weeks. This guy has been walking the tightrope. He's been pulled early from a couple starts. He's skipped a couple starts, or the team has decided to have him skip a couple starts. And every time the question is asked, it's been about his arm fatigue, which makes sense. It's late August. He's been doing double duty. He admitted even at the All-Star break how challenging it is to have the energy to be ready in between starts because he's not taking the games off, obviously. He still has to go to the ballpark. He still has to go through BP some days, presumably, and he still has to hit. And with the travel and the heat and the humidity, the length of the season stretches on and on. Well, yeah, of course, you can understand why there's fatigue. So Shohei Ohtani gets pulled from the game in the second inning after just 26 pitches. This is the first game of the doubleheader. He continues in the lineup as the DH and then later is back in the lineup as a DH in game number two. He actually has a double. But the bombshell dropped after the game that Shohei Ohtani has a torn UCL and will not pitch again this season. I'm not sure if y'all remember, he wasn't quite the same sensation that he is now, but he had the Tommy John surgery in October 2018, and he did not pitch in 19. In 19, he had knee surgery. And now he's got the torn UCL in his right elbow. What will the team do about Shohei? And that's the big question. The Angels only have him under contract through the end of the season. Do the Angels make this choice? Does Ohtani and his team make this choice? And to a lesser extent, I understand it will be one of the debates, especially as we get closer and closer to the hot stove season and Ohtani becomes a free agent. It will be a hot topic to ask if Ohtani has cost himself a ton of money. And that's awkward to say. The injury may very well be due to fatigue. It may very well be due to overuse. It may very well be due to the fact that the model of pitching and hitting as consistently and as much as he does may not be one that he can do for the rest of his career or even moving forward. So the question will then be asked, how much money did he lose in having this torn UCL? How much money has he lost? Because A, he may have to have surgery again if it's Tommy John surgery or not. Remember, Brock Purdy had the sprained UCL and had a surgery, but not Tommy John. And he's already back throwing and everything's great. Now, his wasn't torn. The Angels are going to have to figure out what to do with Ohtani even the rest of the season, because he did hit in the second game. He had a double. I think he was 1-for-5. But in a season in which they have zero hope, as in their hopes are dashed and smashed and gashed, then why would you have him hit? Or maybe he doesn't want to anymore. Every indication is that this guy loves baseball. He wants to play baseball, but he certainly understands that he is facing a free agent market and a free agent frenzy in which there will be multiple teams who could get into a bidding war for his services. So if that's the case, and you've got 5 weeks left to go, everybody knows what you can do. You might win the AL MVP even if you sit out the next 5 weeks. He might win the AL MVP if he doesn't hit another ball the rest of the way. And what does that torn UCL mean for his hitting? Can it exacerbate it? Can it make it worse? Right? There's all these questions that we don't have answers for. And yet, there he was back in the lineup as the DH in game number two.
You're still evaluating right now. And these things take some time, as you know. He told me he didn't feel any pain. It was just more of the same thing he's been feeling for the last, you know, couple weeks ago what he had that just returned right after the first inning. So that's really all I can tell you. He's still being evaluated.
And because Shohei was being evaluated, he did not speak to the media with his interpreter after the game. So the big news is the injury, and he will not pitch again this season. That we know for sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to, I won't say everything else that happened on the baseball diamond, but we'll get to the highlights from the diamond. If you want to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio is where you can do so. I did go back on Wednesday on both Twitter and Facebook and answer a bunch of your excess questions for Ask Amy Anything. I felt as though I owed you that. Now, producer Jay is stockpiling questions that have to do with me becoming a Mrs. in the near future. Oh, that sounds so sweet. I can't wait. People have asked so many questions. I honestly was not expecting the very detailed, very personal questions about my pending nuptials. I'm thrilled that you care. I knew that you would care about the news. I wasn't prepared for the onslaught of questions. And so for that reason, we've chosen to keep the questions and put them all together in a video version of Ask Amy Anything. We'll do this on our YouTube channel. Now, I'm going to be gone to take my last big break before football starts. I'll be gone for an extended Labor Day weekend. So I'll do 4 nights next week, then be gone through Labor Day Monday night, back with you on Tuesday night. So I'll be out for 3 shows total. Last break until, are you ready for this? Thanksgiving. No joke. Last days off until Thanksgiving. And so for that reason, I'm going to enjoy it. I will be heading back to Houston to see Mom, to see Bob, to do some more wedding planning, since that's where the wedding is. See, there's a tip right there. The wedding's in Texas. But all the questions that you have, we felt it would be best served by doing a special Ask Amy video edition. So if you want to go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, that way you don't miss it when it comes out. We'll do that right after Labor Day. We'll have it ready for you sometime in September. Maybe on the 17th, Jay, when we are exactly 3 months out from me walking down the aisle.
It sounds fitting.
It does sound fitting. Speaking of fittings, I have a dress fitting right after that. So a friend of mine said to me today, this is my friend that I walk with. She and I were getting some exercise. And she said to me, how are you keeping track of all these details? Do you have a coordinator? Do you have a planner? How are you doing it? And I said, I have a book. She said, what? I'm writing everything in my book. She said, you're doing all this by yourself? Yes.
Yeah.
She said, do you have experience planning weddings? And I said, no, but I am a...
Does she know that you love to plan?
Well, I am a meticulous planner. I do have experience planning vacations for me and for others. So planning trips, not necessarily weddings, but I suppose you could call it a trip since I will be tripping down to Houston to get married in December. So yeah, I love to plan. In my next life, of course, my next career, when they drag me out of the radio studio, likely kicking and screaming, and say, you're done, you're old, you're ugly, get out of here. Well, I mean, that would be a lawsuit, so they wouldn't say that. But when I'm done with my radio career, or at least the talk show part of my radio career, then I will have to look for other sources of income, you know. And so I can easily find myself. I'm going to do a dual second phase. A little bit like Tom Brady, right? He's going to be doing Fox Sports and be the lead game analyst on the NFL on Fox. But he's also going to continue his production career, right? He's got a production company that does movies and series. So that's him. I am going to open an office where I am a meticulous planner and I sell cookies.
You need any help?
The two, yes. Would you like to come be my secretary?
I think this would be, I don't know about that.
I'm kidding. Partner. Stop it. Oh, partner. What part of partner would you be doing?
There's got to be something I can contribute to this. Sounds like a winning idea.
Cleaning? Would you like to clean?
If I get full partnership, yeah, sure.
Are we going to do this in Montana?
Sounds nice.
Well, you know, Bob has to come, right?
Yeah,
we can't just leave Bob in the...
Sorry, Bob. Plans have changed.
It's so funny now to think about making plans, but I can no longer just make plans for me and my dog. Now every plan I make past December 17th, wow, that takes some getting used to. Anyway.
And Bob's dog.
Right. There's going to be two dogs and a cat and Jay. And Jay's one of our other family pets.
The gang's all here.
The gang's all here. Let's not tell Bob that. Can we take that out of the podcast since he listens on a regular basis? Remind me to tell you how the show impacted Bob and his mom. Last night's show impacted Bob and his mom. Actually, I woke up to a whole bunch of text messages, which was really funny. Anyway, we'll get to that. At some point, yes, the decision making is not just mine anymore. But I hope that Bob's on board with me being an entrepreneur and starting my own meticulous anal retentive planning agency, as well as baking cookies. And it's easy. We'll have one door, two small businesses in the same office. One office door, two small businesses.
I think if he's able to get cookies like all the time and try them, and
you could do the
them,
shopping.
I could do that.
Except the problem is you don't shop anywhere except for the convenience store, and I'm quite sure they're not going to have all the flour, sugar, eggs, cream, milk, chocolate chips, nuts. Like they're not going to have all those things at the convenience store.
They might, no. But I could venture other stores.
Jay, they're not going
I'll
to have...
I'll do two stops.
Okay. Two convenience stores.
Gotta at least go one.
I'll go to Rite Aid, and then I'll go to the convenience store.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's not how we save money on bulk foods. Anyway, all right, we'll find a job for you. Fine. But yes, I can meticulously plan, but I can also bake. Both of those things, by the way, will be a major part of the wedding. Ooh, can't wait to tell you all at some point my cool idea that requires people to bake or invites people to bake. We're not requiring anything, but we're asking. But that's a story for another day. Even Shohei Ohtani dwarfs my actual wedding plans because, you know, whatever, it's sports and stuff. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Perry Minashian with the update on Shohei Ohtani.
Obviously, Shohei left the game today. We did imaging in between games. He does have a tear, you know, and he won't pitch the rest of the year. So we're going to get a second opinion, go from there, but it's basically day-to-day. Obviously, he hit. So, you know, that's where we're at.
That's a UCL tear?
Yes. Yeah. So, again, I don't have, as far as plans and details, I don't have those yet. You know, he's going to, I've been in contact with his representation. Obviously, he hit the second game. He's played with this in 18, so... you know, but with that being said, we'll take it day by day and see where it goes.
Tough blow. And it's gone from bad to worse since the All-Star break and then the trade deadline. Remember, the Angels had a bit of a surge. They pulled within a couple games of the last wild card in the American League. They decided to go all in. And when they did that, they broke the Angels. I don't know what happened or why. No, Lucas Giolito has been abysmal That's my second time using abysmal already on the show, and we're not even 20 minutes in. He's been brutal. Speaking of that, we'll talk about the White Sox at the top of next hour. All of a sudden, the White Sox don't seem to matter as much. And so they make the trades, they keep Ohtani, and then they start to sink like just a really heavy rock to the bottom of the ocean. It's been a precipitous drop. And now it doesn't matter. No matter what they do, there's no way they make the playoffs. Shohei can't pitch the rest of the year, but can he hit? Will he have surgery? What does this mean for his free agency? You thought people were talking about Shohei before ad nauseum, where it never went away and it was the top story in baseball. Just wait until you wake up on Thursday morning and that's all anybody is doing. But now there's a twist, an injury twist, as well as a financial twist. So we'll wait to see what happens, if there's an announcement from the Angels or Shohei's camp about surgery. He was still being evaluated as of just an hour ago. Perry, by the way, is the Angels' general manager. You can imagine he is sick to his stomach, as in want to throw up in a bag, sick to his stomach upon hearing this news. And really, the Mike Trout didn't even make a blip on the radar, because that's how big it is that Shohei is at least done pitching for the year. I'm surprised about the torn UCL. I'm not surprised that he won't pitch again. I was expecting them to shut him down anyway because of the arm fatigue and the fact that he wasn't right and he wasn't able to go deep in games. I know it's not his preference to be pulled from games. He wants to go. But I was expecting them to say, hey, at this point, why are we asking him to pitch the rest of the way? It doesn't make any sense. He's already worn out. So we'll hopefully get an update and maybe hear from Shohei at some time before the end of the week. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. We told you that the Yankees end their losing skid, courtesy of one Aaron Judge. The Houston Astros fall again at home to the Boston Red Sox. We'll have to update the AL West because the Mariners also lose for the first time in over a week. Oh, we've got some QB news. Hut hut! Because we're getting close to... I got it this time. If you were listening to the show 24 hours ago, you know that I tried to tell you the NFL season starts next week. Whoopsie.
Don't make it up, okay?
What? I can't believe you just did that. I wasn't making it up. It was a mistake.
I was right there with you, so.
You were. Jay was in there counting on his fingers the number of days until the season started, and we were both a week off.
Yep. I was like, oh, well, since Tuesday night, then we got 1, 2, 3, 7. Okay, next week, yeah. Did not even realize. Yep, 2 weeks.
The two of us just completely made bleep up. All right. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, we're all about it, peeps. Glad to have you with us. Hope you survived your hump day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Once again, it'd be a 2-2. Swung on, hit high in the air to center. Back goes Thomas looking, and she is gone. They finally have the lead. A Judgian blast to deep right center field. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back goes Thomas on the track. At the wall, she is gone. It's a grand slam. Aaron Judge grand slams into Monument Park. It is a Judgian blast. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, head in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field. And the Yankees take an 8-0 lead. Judge, 3-for-4, 3 homers, and 6 RBIs. Here he comes. Everyone rise here
comes a judge.
We're in it to win it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Aaron Judge helps the Yankees end the 9-game losing skid. Remember, it was the longest one since the early 80s. And had they extended that losing skid to 10 games against the, are you kidding me, Washington Nationals? Although they're playing better right now, to be honest. And Davey Johnson just got the contract extension. So I guess you got to watch out for them, even though it's late August. But had they lost 10 in a row, it would have been their longest in over a century. This is not territory that Yankees and Yankees fans are used to. Aaron Judge, first three-homer game for the New York Yankees, ties a career high with his 6 runs batted in, and he's still speaking very optimistically after the game.
Guys may not be having the years they want, but it's about all of us sticking together and trusting each other. You know, if we're all in this together, we trust each other, we pass the baton, you know, we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the year. So that's what it really comes down to, this whole time just, you know, trusting in my teammates, and, you know, we all trust each other, we'll be where we want to be.
I mean, he's special. You know, I mean, obviously what we saw him do last year, you know, he's basically doing the same thing. It just, he missed a big chunk. So he's just a special player, and it's pretty remarkable what he does under any circumstance.
Aaron Boone is still in awe of Aaron Judge, just doesn't have as much opportunity this year to rave about him. But to go back to what Judge says to Susan Waldman, who was interviewing him on our New York affiliate and the Yankees flagship, WFAN. Did you hear him say, we'll be where we want to be at the end of the year? Come on. Maybe he means... Actually, I have no idea what he means.
You know, we all trust each other. We'll be where we want to be.
But he mentions at the end of the year, though. He says, we'll be where we want to be at the end of the year at some point in that cut.
You know, we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the year.
That can't even remotely be true, that you'll be where you want to be at the end of the year. What is that, playing golf early? Not participating in October? How are you, whether individually or corporately, how are you where you want to be at the end of the year? That seems like one of those statements that an athlete makes when he's trying not to say anything. Right. Or he's just being blindly optimistic. They're not going to be where they want to be at the end of the year. I said this earlier. They're actually in front of the Angels in the AL wild card, but they're still 9.5 games back, 9.5 games out. Now, there aren't nearly as many teams between them and the Mariners, but they still have this massive gap. The Red Sox are 5.5 games in front of them in the wild card standings. There's no way that they are where they want to be at the end of the year, unless he means with his feet propped up on the coffee table. Huh. I'm not sure what he means there.
Kind of goes back to Boone yesterday after the loss. He goes, we're in it to win it. Like this entire losing streak for the Yankees, and really the whole past few months since Judge has been out, their post game has been almost tone deaf. In the way that they're answering the questions and not really accepting that this is a gigantic problem and the season is, I mean, it's almost
denial.
Like they still haven't accepted the fact that their season is pretty much over and they're 10 games out of the wild card.
In denial.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of decisions that have to be made. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Brian Cashman, he just tells it like it is in a press conference on Wednesday.
It's been a disaster this season. And yeah, it's definitely a shock. Certainly, I don't think anybody on our side of the fence, from our player group, from our coaches, our manager, or even outside the organization, would have predicted this.
I understand nobody could have predicted it, but now how do you fix it? Right? How do you fix it? The Yankees have had a bunch of these free agent moves kind of blow up in their faces. The problem is they're still beholden in terms of these contracts. Even Giancarlo Stanton, it feels like he's been a Yankee forever. He still has 4 years to go on that mammoth contract that they got from the Marlins. Who takes that? Especially when he's on and off the IL. And I'm not even sure he's that productive when he's on the field. It's very spotty. It's less and less productive as the years go on.
I believe as of yesterday, he had a negative WAR on the season, minus 0.01.
So. Meaning it's better if the Yankees don't have him on the field.
Right.
They win more when he's not on the field. Wow. So he's just one example. There are others. Anthony Rizzo, that contract, I mean, it paid some dividends last year a little bit, but not this year. DJ LeMahieu, two-time batting champion, also wouldn't know it, doesn't resemble it any more than Mr. Magoo, a little statue in one of those senior communities in Florida. It's frustrating, I'm sure, for Brian Cashman because he feels like these are veterans who have a lot to give. The issue is, of course, that they're locked into a bunch of these deals, so what do? Do you pay other teams to take them? Do you trade them away, hoping that you can get some prospects in return? But the Yankees just did that a couple seasons ago. And this was supposed to be the end result where they had a bunch of young guys, Aaron Judge being part of that, a bunch of young guys, and it would be a group they could raise up together and they would be a powerhouse and get the Yankees back to their old glory, except some of the guys aren't even here anymore. And then when you pay Aaron Judge the money that you paid him and you go back to kind of the strategy that the Yankees employed in the past, which was paying a lot of money for big time starters slash hitters. So the Gerrit Cole contract, I would say that one's paying off. But because they're trying to walk the line between spending a lot of money and not paying exorbitant luxury taxes, they're kind of stuck in no man's land. That Giancarlo Stanton trade to bring him on board from the Marlins got to be one of the worst moves in franchise history. Now, what about Aaron Boone? That's the big question. Does Aaron survive this debacle of a season?
I think Boone is doing everything he can possibly do, just like all of us. We're all trying to, you know, I used the Dylan question just came up was an example of trying to change something to find a way through it and get better at it. And so I think we're all pulling out everything we possibly can. I know we had a team meeting Friday night after that loss to Boston going into Saturday's game, but, you know, that didn't help. There's individual conversations. There are team conversations. You have your specialty coaches doing their job, pulling their weight. You know, that's the job. And, you know, I can assure you he's pulling all those levers too.
Ultimately, something has to fall on the players. I don't think Cashman is losing his job. From all the reports around New York, Hal Steinbrenner loves Brian Cashman and has no desire to replace him. Now, some of these moves are on him, but some of them have panned out well. Boone, though, I'm not sure that voice still resonates. Not to mention the man's been ejected more than any other manager in baseball this year.
He wasn't going to deal with me.
All right. Find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hey Bear Ortiz wants to know, when you get married, will it be After Hours with Amy and Bob? Also, I got to tell you, this is so funny, Jay. Some lady actually debated with me on our Facebook page because she's convinced that Bob is his actual name. And here's her reason why. Because there's no way that I could go all these months and call him Bob without slipping up. So she's convinced that his name is Bob. She said, I would bet on it. And I told her I wouldn't bet too much money if I were you. Yeah,
I'll take it.
You'll take the bet.
I'll take those odds.
I guess she doesn't realize how good I am at my job, huh?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Don't slight me.
Funny stuff. Don't slight me. Funny stuff. You guys are cracking me up this week. All right. So Twitter, Facebook, good to connect with you. I appreciate all the congratulations. Thank you. Let's see. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Coming up, well, this is not what I expected in the Bay Area. And yes, the big news coming out of Anaheim.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
my opportunity is just to come in to compete, and that's all I wanted. So for me, I don't want to take anything away from Brock, and no one should be able to take anything away from Brock. He did what he did last year, and he deserves all the credit in the world for it. Like I said, for me, I just wanted an opportunity to compete.
Like I said earlier, in training camp, just trying to stay present, focused one day at a time, and trust that, you know, whatever's meant to happen will happen.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Trey Lance, who was for a time, a short time, maybe a nanosecond, the heir apparent as the starting quarterback, the next starting quarterback, the franchise quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. But man, you want to talk about a career arc that has not matched up with expectations. If you were with us on last night's show, you know that I went through the entire career arc of Baker Mayfield. Well, really the last year and a half of Baker Mayfield. His is strange. It's out there. No one could have expected that Baker would go from being the starter in Cleveland, albeit with an injury, the year after they finally end their playoff drought, to getting replaced by Deshaun Watson, to getting traded to Carolina, to getting cut by Carolina, to getting signed by LA for a few games, to now earning the starting job in Tampa only after competing with Kyle Trask. And along the way telling us he would not be Tom Brady. Oh, okay. So there's a really strange career arc. It's only been 1 year since he was traded from the Browns to the Panthers. Now think about Trey Lance. And this one is more of a, it's a tragedy. And I use that term more in the literary sense. This is the type of tragedy that you could put into play form on Broadway. And there would likely be tears induced. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. You remember when the San Francisco 49ers moved up to grab him at number 3 overall? That was 2.5 years ago. He was not ready to go. He was more of a project. In 21, he started a couple games, but for the most part, this was still Jimmy Garoppolo's team in 21. Now, Garoppolo was on notice that it was going to be his last year, in San Francisco. His contract was ending. The Niners were going to hitch their wagon to the Trey Lance star. They do end up bringing Garoppolo back for 22. Thank God they did, because that was a stroke of genius by Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, because Trey Lance doesn't even last 2 games before he gets hurt. And now, speaking of number 2, he loses the number 2 spot on the QB depth chart to Sam Darnold. Trey Lance is on the outs in San Francisco, even though this team moved up to number 3 to get him. So it's not necessarily a failure on the part of the franchise or Trey, just the worst possible timing. And I wonder if mentally this has thrown him for a huge loop. He thought it was his team, and then Brock Purdy comes along as Mr. Irrelevant and steals his job.
Starting back from OTAs all the way to now, I mean, it was a hell of a battle. They were neck and neck for a long time, but just really over these last, 10 days and stuff, we felt Sam started to separate himself. We felt he did it in practice consistently, and he's been getting better each day.
We're not talking about, name a backup quarterback that's had some success.
Jacoby Brissett.
I was going to say that.
Look at that.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. We're not talking about Jacoby. We're not talking about Geno Smith. We're not talking about, Andy Dalton, who's been doing the backup quarterback
Colt
thing
McCoy.
For a while. Colt McCoy, thank you, has made a living as a mostly backup quarterback. We're talking about Sam Darnold, who got booted out of New York, couldn't keep the job in Carolina, now has won the number 2 spot ahead of Trey Lance. You know Kyle Shanahan wants to give the job to Trey Lance because it's his project. This is his guy. This was Kyle Shanahan's choice, and yet Sam Darnold is heads and shoulders better than Trey Lance. So what happens? with Trey moving forward in San Francisco? He's just into the third year of his rookie deal.
This isn't a thing that we're giving up on Trey. This is more of how Brock played in his seven games, and that was decided before this season started. And then how good Sam's looked. They both looked good. But we do have to make a decision here, and you only get so many reps at it, and we feel you know, starting about 10 days ago, Sam really separated himself, and we got to keep it real in that way. But I feel very, very fortunate to have both of them here. I really hope when it's said and done that all three of these guys are here, and you never know when that's going to come up. We needed four guys last year. Doesn't happen much, but if we can have Trey as an option here, I would feel extremely happy about that. I think the other quarterbacks in our room would, and I think our team would.
I feel badly for the guy, because the broken foot really screwed him, screwed his progression. He hadn't been healthy. If he was healthy, there's likely never a Brock Purdy. I mean, there's a Brock Purdy. His parents had him, but there's not a Brock Purdy on the field the way that he was last year, because it's Trey's job. Trey doesn't lose that job unless he gets hurt, unless something goes horribly wrong on the field. But they were really high on him last year. I feel terrible for him, and I wonder, similar to the Josh Rosen situation in Arizona, if he doesn't get drafted in Arizona, does Josh Rosen end up having a career in the NFL? Maybe it's not starter, maybe it's backup, but they threw him into the fire. That was Steve Wilks, remember, at Arizona? Steve Wilks, who lasted, I think it was just 1 year as the Cardinals head coach, he throws him into the fire. Josh Rosen's not ready. He gets mashed and he crashes. And his confidence takes a major hit. He went to Miami. I can't remember where he went after that. But he was never, he never realized his potential. Now, part of that is probably Josh Rosen. But part of that is on the team that screwed with his head. And now I wonder, if not for Trey Lance, and you hear Kyle Shanahan talk about them needing four quarterbacks last year, if not for Trey Lance landing in San Fran, does this potentially go a different way? It's a lot, there was a lot of potential there, but now what's happening upstairs? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Proven winners, Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.